Thursday next, the story so far. Swindon, Wessex, England, circa 1985. SpecOps is the agency responsible for policing areas considered too specialised to be tackled by the regular force. And Thursday next is attached to the literary detectives at SpecOps 27. Following the successful return of Jane Eyre to the novel of the same name, vanquishing master criminal Acheron Hades and bringing peace to the Crimean Peninsula, she finds herself a minor celebrity. On the trail of the seemingly miraculous discovery of the lost Shakespeare play Cardenio, she crosses swords with Yorick Kane, escapee from fiction and neo-fascist politician. She also finds herself blackmailed by the vast multinational known as the Goliath Corporation, who want their operative Jack Shit out of Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven, in which he was imprisoned. To achieve this, they call on Lavoisier, a corrupt member of the time-travelling SpecOps elite, the Chronoguard, to kill off Thursday's husband. Travelling back 38 years, Lavoisier engineers a fatal accident for the two-year-old Landon, but leaves Thursday's memories of him intact. She finds herself the only person who knows he once lived. In an attempt to rescue her eradicated husband, she finds a way to enter fiction itself, and discovers that not only is there a policing agency within the book world known as Jurisfiction, but that she has been apprenticed as a trainee agent to Miss Havisham of Great Expectations. With her skills at book jumping growing under Miss Havisham's stern and often unorthodox tuition, Thursday rescues Jack Shit, only to discover she has been duped. Goliath has no intention of reactualizing her husband, and instead wants her to open a door into fiction, something Goliath has decided is a rich, untapped marketplace for their varied but spectacularly worthless products and services. Thursday, pregnant with Landon's child and pursued by Goliath and Acheron's little sister, Aeonis, an evil genius with a penchant for clothes shopping and memory modification, decides to enter the book world and retire temporarily to the place where all fiction is created, the Well of Lost Plots. Taking refuge in an unpublished book of dubious quality as part of the character exchange program, she thinks she will have a quiet time.